Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's story is a list of the best franchise opportunities to start the new year, a look at America's most stressful jobs in case you're considering a career or a career change, and how one business owner cleverly adopted a scientific study into his marketing. We'll start with this. Entrepreneur.com is out with its list of the best franchises to own for 2016. Here's the list. Number 10, Anytime Fitness. It's open 24 hours. Also hit its 3,000th unit faster than McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts. Number 9, Denny's gets credit for offering something new all the time. Number 8, Dunkin' Donuts, now focusing on recruiting franchisees in parts of Europe. Number 7, 7-Eleven. Entrepreneur.com says it's known for innovating. Even the iconic Slurpee keeps evolving. Number 6 on the list of best franchises for 2016, McDonald's. The CEO wants the percentage of franchised stores to go from 81 to 90 by the year 2018. Number 5, Subway. Growth is focused on non-traditional locations like airports and college campuses. Number 4, ServPro. Known for cleaning up after disasters in our homes, now it's turning to the cleanup of commercial disasters. Number 3 on the list, Supercuts. About 150 salons opened each of the last 2 years. Similar numbers expected this year. Number 2, Hampton Inn. Staying with a strategy of mid-price hotel rooms for urban centers like Seattle and San Francisco. And the number 1 franchise, according to Entrepreneur.com, Jimmy John's Gourmet Sandwiches. Quality food, super fast service and delivery, and a company that treats its franchise owners as customers. None of its stores, by the way, closed last year. If you'd like a career path or small business opportunity that involves a bit of danger, you might want to check out a list of America's most stressful jobs. It was compiled by the folks at CareerCast. Here's online content editor Kyle Kensing. Kyle, tops on the list, soldier.
Yeah, military personnel there, with a pretty high margin, as a matter of fact. Its overall stress score is 84.78, so the next closest is 60.59, so you see, obviously, where this is a very difficult job, very high stress, obviously, as I'm sure anybody who has served our country will attest.
Boy, not only is it high risk, high stress and all that, the pay is lousy for somebody taking on that much risk.
Absolutely. Certainly a job that's deserving of a much higher pay, if you ask me.
Yeah. All right. So firefighter is in there with a similar stress factor like an airline pilot.
Yeah, with firefighters, you're looking at something where obviously the hours are very difficult, very challenging. That makes for a tough atmosphere and environment, and environmental conditions is one of our stress factors that we score. Obviously, the risk of the firefighter himself or herself is one of the things that we factor in, as well as the life of the people that they're serving. So those are all very high stress scores for that particular field. And then with airline pilot, again, you're looking at something that's very difficult hours. You're in that small cockpit for very long stretches at a time. Statistically, obviously, airline travel is safer than driving in an automobile, but you still, if you're a pilot, responsible for the lives of hundreds of people at a time. So a very high stress job there.
Yeah, well, at least compared to a firefighter, which has the similar stress factor to it, the pilots are handsomely paid.
Yes, a very high pay disparity there. Pilots are well compensated. That's one of actually the higher-end paying jobs that we track for the Jobs Rated Report.
We're speaking with Kyle Kensing. He's online content editor at CareerCast, and we're talking about their list of jobs considered the most stressful for 2016. All right, so what else made the list?
You've got police officer, which should be of no surprise. Once again, something where you're taking on great personal risk. You're looking out for the safety of others whose lives are at risk. That's a job also with difficult physical demands as well, which physical demands, another one of the things that we factor in here as well. But then kind of switching gears away from the things that are physical danger, you also have something like public relations executive and event coordinator, which kind of stand out when you compare those two things that are of those high physical danger jobs. And that's because those are very high-pressure deadlines, and also working in the public eye. And public speaking is one of the most prevalent phobias in America, with around 74% of people saying that they have a public speaking phobia.
Wow.
So for that to be your day-to-day work, obviously, can be very high stress as well.
Thanks, Kyle. Kyle Kensing, online content editor at CareerCast.com. So there you have it. PR professional and event planner among the most stressful jobs in America. Coming up next, how one man incorporated a scientific study into marketing his business.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
CNN.com writes that several studies have found that people who drink beer or any alcohol, when consumed in moderation, tend to exercise more than folks who abstain. There's been a lot of research about the cardiac benefits of drinking in moderation. Some studies have even looked at beer as an alternative kind of sports drink. Well, whatever the reason, some business owners are jumping on board. The owner of Bull Falls Brewery in Wisconsin is starting a butt and beers exercise class that combines some cardio and yoga with beer. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback, too, on whatever podcast platform you use, like iTunes or SoundCloud. Reviews can help me determine what works and what does not. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.